alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here? I want one bourbon, one shot, and one beer. One bourbon, one shot, one beer.
Tastes great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it. I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Tell me about what life is like being at home for Tracy and his family.
Oh, well, me and my wife been quarantining here for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant three times. Every week she got pregnant.
Okay, so you know.
So we're role playing a lot now. We're role playing. She's playing a young maiden whose grandfather was infected with coronavirus, and I'm the scientist who discovered the cure. And she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life.
Okay.
And I mean anything.
Well, you are a creative one.
Oh, man. That's the most I've laughed in a long time. It's amazing.
If there's ever a human being who's going to get away with making fun of the coronavirus, it's Tracy Morgan. All right. Well, there you go. On the Today Show. You should have seen the expression on the anchors of the Today Show for that. That was something right there. Okay. So the Carnarvon wagon is out. Let me explain what we're going to do here. We are going to go into a corona-free zone. The only thing we're going to do is make your weekend better despite the coronavirus. That's what we're going to do. First, we're going to talk to Lou Manfredini, who's standing by the super celebrity satellite to talk to us. And we are going to do some fix-it projects. So if you have something you want to do over the weekend because you're thinking, oh, I got to get this done, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If there's something that's been sitting around and you're like, oh, man, I got to get this done, this is the time to do it because we don't know how many more weeks we'll be under quarantine. Hopefully not that many more. And it's going to be sort of crappy outside, if I could just use a term of art to describe what the weather's going to be. It's going to be raining in the 40s, maybe into the 50s, depending on where you live. So we're going to talk to Lou here in a second. Also, Stump the Chef after the bottom of the hour news. You are not going to believe the cruel ingredients for Stump the Chef this edition. Now, Lou, are you familiar with what we do with Stump the Chef? The
idea I'm very, very familiar.
We get this great, amazing national or internationally famous chefs, Cordon Bleu guys and James Beard winners. And then we get a contestant to come up with three items from their kitchen that they were never going to eat, but now we're in a crisis situation. So maybe they will. And so the chef comes up with a great recipe. Some have been better than others. Here we go. We've got canned herring and horseradish sauce.
Wow.
Grape jelly and long grain rice with black beans. How about that?
Are you? You're not asking me.
No. We're going to have a chef do that. No, I wouldn't even begin to know where to do that.
Have you ever had herring?
I don't like it. You know what? Let me be honest with you, Lou. I don't know that I ever have. Every time it's been offered to me, I'm like, I'm not interested.
So we, Ro, you'll appreciate this. We're a Catholic family, but we have celebrated a Seder for the past 30 years.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, and so it came from my wife's late mother and a bunch of renegade Catholics like 40 years ago got this priest to perform a Seder for a bunch of renegade Catholics. Obviously, the Seder was the Last Supper. And when my mother-in-law passed away years and years ago, we one of her children, my sister-in-law Nora, who happens to be married to a Jewish man, took over the tradition. We're going to do a Zoom Seder.
Zader, right?
But what happened? The reason I'm going to the herring thing is that my brother-in-law Matthew likes herring. So back when the Fulton Street Fish Market was on Fulton Street, I go there and I go, I need to get some herring. You know, my brother-in-law, you know, likes herring, and the guy goes, you want it in oil or in mustard sauce? I go, I don't know. I go, he's from California. You know, like, that's what I thought that would be like, okay, Jews from California must like it a certain way. He goes, I'm a Jew from Skokie. I like it in oil. I go, I'll take that.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I have a very dear friend who is a Carmelite priest. And he spent a lot of time in Israel on Mount Carmel and trying to bring the two faiths into some sort of logical lining up with each other, which is fairly easy to do. And he did a lot of historical work, and he did a lot of academic work in his 'cause he was a teacher as well. And he used to do a Seder. I think to freak out the rest of the priests, just to wherever the priests happened to be. You'd invite them all over, and then they would, they'd do the whole thing where they'd leave the door open.
It's a really cool thing. My whole family, and we are super disappointed because we have done it and gotten together for years, and it really is a lot of fun reading from the Old Testament, and everybody participates, and, everyone competes to be who the wicked child is, but we always know who that is, and so we give them that part to read, and it's just very good.
That's awesome. All right, we're going to have Lou Manfredini here, who you can, of course, hear on WGN, as you have for decades, Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., home improvement projects while you're stuck at home. How Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini is the name of that particular program. So if you've got a project that you have been putting off, stealing a little of your thunder here. Mm-hmm. If you have a project that you've been putting off and you would like Lou Manfredini to help, there's no better human. You turn on your TV, all you see is Lou standing there on a Saturday morning with a tool belt on and a bunch of guys standing around him. He goes, yeah. And then you're asking all the questions, which I really like. But that's where he's got experts. He knows how to do this. So if there's something that you've been doing you cannot quite figure out, call us, 312-981-7200. Text us. You can also do that, 312-981-7200 as well. So we'll come right back. Lou, stand by. Very exciting stuff coming your way. We've already got a number of projects that I think are right up your alley.
I'm going to get a beer while we go to break.
I'm going to go get wine. It's all good. All right. The Carnival Wagon is rolling. We're running away from the coronavirus. Me and Lou Manfredini. This is like a road trip. Like all those buddy films. We're like handcuffed to each other. We got to get across the nation and put up some drywall all at the same time.
I thought we were going to be like Thelma and Louise.
Maybe. I hope not. That didn't end well. 312-981-7200. If you've got a home improvement project you've been thinking about, this is a great weekend to do it if you're stuck in. And hardware stores, obviously, Lou, you've got a couple. You understand they're open. And, the big box ones are open. And then the Ace and True Values and things like that are open. I always prefer those because I don't get... You can see the curvature of the earth in, Home Depot, right? I mean, as far as you can see, as soon as you see toilets up, 14 stories up on a rack. Yeah. And it's hard to really get great information, I'll be honest with you. That's why we go to you.
Well, I was thinking about talking about different projects, and even though the weekend isn't going to be the greatest weekend, but what I've noticed a lot of, there's a bunch of new products out that are making life a lot easier due to chemistry, and we've certainly learned a lot about chemistry and biology over the last few weeks. And two of my favorites that you can use is, you hear, they're a sponsor on the radio station and on my shows, but it's a company called Wet and Forget. Their North American headquarters is in Elgin. They're a New Zealand company, but they make this and have made this terrific product to use on the exterior for moss, mildew, mold, maybe on the side of the home. And it used to be a product, when it first was introduced, was a concentrate that you would mix with water and use a spray bottle. And it was, and it is still available and is still super effective. And for years, when I first started using the product and found out about it, I kept saying to the guys, can't you figure out a way to get me something that I could hook on a garden hose? That would be, people would love this. And it took them years because it was all about the technology of the bottle and how they could mix the water and the right part of the solution so that it would work. And so they came out last year with this bottle. Ro, you can spray this on the brick, the siding, the awning, the roof. And when you put this on there, it works with Mother Nature. It works with the wind and the rain. The wind and the rain, not the sun. But it eats and devours all the organic material. So if you have streaks on your roof, on the north side of a lot of people's homes, they've got that green mossy buildup. Yeah. You spray this on, within 30 days, it's gone. And it's super easy to use. And it's all in this technology of the bottle.
We love him. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to the phones, actually. Cindy, you're on WGN. What's your project? You're talking to Lou Manfredini and the Carnival Wagon.
Thanks for taking my call. My daughter decided to spray paint some of her bedroom furniture, and we have like a patio balcony. And I thought I put tape down the plastic bags, did it real carefully. Well, then when she was finished and I removed the bags, there's some residue from the Rust-Oleum spray paint.
Mm-hmm.
And I rent, so I'm worried I might get penalized.
Uh-oh.
I just want to know, is there a way I can remove it?
Where is the residue? And what's the surface it's on?
It's kind of like a balcony. You know, it's got a porous finish to it.
Right, but is it tile? Is it wood? What is it?
No, it's like a cement, but it's textured.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so here's what I want you to use.
Like a stucco kind of thing?
Yeah, almost? Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I want you to buy a small quart of acetone. And then I want you to pour that into a container that you can buy also at the hardware store. And then they'll sell you these, what they're called stripping brushes. They're small. They look like giant toothbrushes. And they make one that has brass bristles on it. Dip the brush in there. Go on the Rust-Oleum. Kind of work in a circular motion. And then wipe away with a dry rag when you're done. That will get rid of the spray paint. You'll be able to work it off. But the key with this is, you have to do this sooner than later. I don't want you to wait a week and go do it, because once that paint starts to set, it's more difficult. Not that you can't get rid of it, but it's more difficult to remove. So acetone, a stripping brush with brass bristles, say that fast 10 times, and a little container to pour it into.
Excellent.
Oh, thank you so much.
There you go. See what we did there? It's Easter weekend. It's where the Granada wagon is out.
Renew the whole.
Right.
Bring new life to something.
I was up all night last night looking up everything I could in my old books. And you guys, thank you. And happy Easter to everyone.
Happy
Easter. Thank you very much. Thank you. And now I will point out, since the Granada wagon is out, we are not going to do power tools in this particular episode.
No, there's no drinking and using power tools ever.
Yes, that's that. Right, exactly. Exactly. or the Pathload Impaler, which is my favorite favorite of those.
That's my favorite nail gun.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They're the best. All right, let's see here. Judy, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Judy.
Hi, thank you. Hey, Lou, I was making up some wipes on above my quartz countertop, and I accidentally spilled a little bit of bleach on the countertop. And now it's got a mark that I can't, I can't get it back to normal. Is there anything I can do to get a bleach mark?
On the quartz countertop?
Yeah. Quartz countertop, exactly.
Ooh. And
made a circle from the bottom of the bleach container.
Oh, so that's what you put down on there?
Yes.
Oh, this sounds bad. That sounds bad. Well, I don't like when Lou stops.
The problem with quartz is, quartz, that you may... Well, I'll tell you what. This is what I would try. There is a product called, it's not designed for glass, but excuse me, it is designed for glass, but this would probably be what I would try so you don't mar the finish any worse on the quartz. It's called Bright and Clean, and it's B-R-I-T-E, Bright and Clean. And it's a powder. It's a powder, and what you do with this is it's really designed for if you have severe calcium buildup on a shower door or glass or something like that, it helps to neutralize and get rid of it. And the trick with this is this powder. You take a microfiber towel that's damp, actually, wet, and then you squeeze it out. Warm would be good, and so the rag is worn. Then you sprinkle this powder onto the microfiber towel and then go over the spot where this bleach is and see if you can pull this and neutralize that stain out. If that does not do it, then your only thing is that you're going to have the top repolished. And there are contractors that do this. There's one in particular, I want to say they're in Wheeling. It's called Sungloss Marble. It's not an inexpensive proposition, but it's way cheaper than new countertops.
Yeah,
exactly.
And keep the bleach containers off of all countertops always.
Yes.
I learned my lesson.
Yes, there you go. Thank you, Judy.
Okay, thanks, Lou. All right, bye-bye.
That's one of those things that happens. Like when I first moved into my place,
all the time,
I left something that I shouldn't have left, and there's always been a ring, and it just drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. I also dropped something on, I don't even know what the the countertop is. It's super hard, though, and somehow I chipped it. And it's got this one little chip, and I know it's there, you know, and you're like, what am I going to do about that?
Drives me nuts.
Okay, Kevin Powell standing by with a texter for Lou Manfredini. Go ahead.
Hey, Lou, this is from Mary. She lives in an apartment building. She says the water pressure for her tub, faucet, and shower head have been much lower since the stay-at-home order took effect. She's wondering if because more people are staying home, washing hands, doing laundry, things like that, maybe that's impacting the water pressure, and is there anything she can do or the maintenance staff in her apartment building?
Well, I mean, that's a really good one. I mean, depending on what kind of building she lives in, you know, many, if it's a high rise, they actually have water tanks at the surface or at the high point, you know, up high, like a water tower to create that pressure. They pump it up there from the city and then move it down. So there is some thought to that, depending on where she lives. The easiest thing to do in the shower to see if the pressure can increase is to take the shower head off and then pay attention to where it connects to the shower arm and see if you see any calcium buildup there. You've seen the commercial on TV for the product called CLR. You can actually take that shower head and soak it in a bowl of CLR for a couple of hours and then take an old toothbrush and clean it all out and put it back on there and see if that helps. If that doesn't work, you could also change the shower head to a different style that is less restrictive. One of the best shower heads to buy, it's what hotels used to use. They don't use them anymore. Good hotels do, is a brand called Speakman. And that is the shower head if you're going to put a shower head in your home. It's the best. Speakman.
Speakman is the actual shower head brand.
Correct.
Wow. I've never even heard of them.
You know what? The next time you're in a hotel and you're like, ooh, the shower feels great, look up at the shower head and you're going to be like, look at that. Lou's looking at me.
Ew.
Maybe don't do that.
No, I don't want to do that. Kim, you're on WGN. Go ahead. We're going to give you something to do over the weekend. Go ahead, Kim.
Hi. I have a blue ring in my toilet at the level of the water. I don't know how to get it out. My husband thinks it's somehow related to copper leaching in the water.
Very interesting theory.
Is it a white toilet?
Yes.
Okay.
It's bright blue. And I don't put dyes in the...
Are those any of those things, those flush deals in there, right?
There is a terrific cleaning product called Wink. W-H-I-N-K.
I thought that was for rust.
It is, but it's also for this blue ring. And you're going to pour this into the tub, and you're going to get a Scotch-Brite pad and a pair of rubber gloves, and you're going to pour it in there. Here's what I would like you to do. Actually, flush the toilet a little bit. Or no, hold on. Take a cup, scoop out a little bit of the water so that the water level is down, so the blue line is exposed.
Okay.
Then take that Scotch-Brite pad. You have to wear rubber gloves. Pour a little bit right on the Scotch-Brite pad, and then scrub that blue line away. It's going to come off almost immediately with a little hand pressure on this. And then pour a little bit more in the toilet with the water, and then rinse it all, flush the toilet, and you're good to go.
See, Lou is like a magician. I never know how the trick works, but he does it.
Because I've made a ton of mistakes, that's why.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's good. I mean, we're using decades of experience right here. All right, Kim, good luck on that.
Thanks so much.
All right, happy Easter. All right, Lou, I love doing this. If you want more of this kind of information, Lou will be available for you tomorrow morning before you head off to maybe go to a hardware store or get all these other products that you might need.
Yeah, happy to help tomorrow morning from 7 to 10.
There you go. House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Happy Easter, sir.
All right, happy Easter to you as well.